The Cornwall Brand Ambassador Breakfast on the 1st of March at Trinisic Gardens had a presentation from Anthony Edwards, who's the Director of Communications Planning and Integration at Euro RSCG in London. Now, his career began as a media planner in a creative agency, and his subsequent experience over the past 15 years working within the communications planning industry has focused on delivering creative media thinking and strategy for blue chip brands such as News International, COI, ITV, Pepsi, Land Rover, Dulux and Nestle, winning creative media awards for Land Rover, Pepsi and some others as well. Now, more recently, he's helped develop the social media centric campaign for Dulux, the Let's Colour project, which we'll talk to him about. So here is Anthony giving a bit of his presentation, then we find out a bit more from him and the people who are listening.
In terms of what I'm going to talk about, I'm going to talk a lot about digital. Digital is probably the most used and abused term, I think, in modern business. And everyone's saying digital's the answer, digital's this, digital's that. What I'm going to talk to you a little bit about are the more effective strategies that can help, I believe, to defy the economic squeeze. More effective, more innovative, smarter, leaner, newer strategies that can help you deliver real ROI in these straitened times.
Hi there, I'm Anthony Edwards. I'm the Communications Planning Director for Euro RSCG London. We're one of the top five integrated communication agencies in the UK.
Okay, so you've been giving us an idea of how we can use social media to beat the tough circumstances in the current world. What are your key tips?
It's about trying to find a truly social idea. My advice to anyone out there is to stop using the methods of the old world, of the advertising world, and start thinking more like a social business. So social media is not a channel, it's a way of doing business. So what good can you provide, what value you can add, and what ideas and initiatives can you create that people want to get behind? Because social media is a cause-related way of marketing. It's about activism, it's about doing things. What can you do that can excite people, engage people, that they can get together with you for your brand cause?
Now, you've been talking about some examples, some case studies. One of them you were involved in was the Dulux. Talk us about the Dulux campaign.
Dulux campaign was personally very satisfying. But more than that, it's a fantastic example of how brands should approach the new landscape in social media.
So just to explain what the Dulux campaign was.
So in essence, it is a mission or a cause to transform grey spaces into bright, colourful areas. And that's really Dulux's big brand idea, is all around regeneration. It's about asking the world to let's colour. And if we were going to ask the world to colour, then we decided we had to kind of put our money where our mouth is, walk the walk, not just talk the talk. So we went out to originally six cities, London, Paris, Mumbai, Sao Paulo and a couple of others, and took iconic areas within those cities and we regenerated them. We took them from grey, dull spaces into bright, colourful, fantastic places to be. We then invited the world to ask us to come and regenerate projects in their area, and the project has mushroomed from there.
You were talking about the amount of media interest through a whole lot of different formats that sort of campaign gains, and how much that is actually really worth to you. Just explain what that is about.
Yeah, the benefit, I suppose, of a good social idea is not just the people that are at the event, not just the people who are involved with your brand on a day-to-day level, not just the people who see some of the content. The real value in a great social campaign is that it's shared. And by sharing, I mean, you know, someone posts a link to it on their Facebook page, they post about it on Twitter, or they read about it on a blog or a forum where someone says, Dulux are doing a fantastic thing. And that's really where the value of a good social campaign comes from. It's what's called earned media. And that just means free stuff. It means someone else has done the marketing for you and is recommending your content, your campaign, to their friends and networks.
And another good example was Evian. You talked about that.
Yeah, Evian's another thing from the EuroRCG stable. It's done by our colleagues in Paris. A very simple idea, but incredibly effective. And it took the major themes of YouTube, of babies and music, merged them together in a branded way for Evian, and 50 million hits happened pretty quickly, and an entry into the Guinness Book of World Records for the most viewed content ever.
One of the main slides that caused a lot of interest was the way that over the past 10-20 years, the usage of media such as analog TV, digital TV, radio, prints, all those have changed. What does that graph that you've shown on your slideshow tell us?
For a complicated graph, there's actually two pretty simple points. One is there is a quantifiable and very obvious shift from traditional media, and by traditional media I mean newspapers, magazines, television, through to digital media. So things like the internet and increasingly digitized version of old media, so whether that's digital TV or radio. But that's one thing, and it's kind of lazy thinking to just think that our media behaviors are just shifting from old media to new media. The other axis on the chart shows actually the consumption of media is increasing over time. So not only are we shifting our media habits, but we're also shifting how much media we consume.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jonathan Trethowan of Track Services has been listening to the presentation. What are the key messages that you've taken from this?
I suppose the big key message for us is, being a business-to-business operating company, it's just good to understand what this type of advertising and how this type of advertising can apply to a business like Track Services. It's an area that we are certainly very active. Most of our staff are involved in Twitter, use Twitter daily. We also, most of us have a fantastic network within LinkedIn right across the pharmaceutical industry profession. So for us, I think for a small consultancy, we like to think that we are fairly advanced within our industry. But it's really an event like today is just to see what else could we be doing to put ourselves even further out in the front.
Another person in the presentation listening to it was Tom Hunt from Three Hungry Boys, which has been going on Channel 4. Now, why have you been taking an interest in this presentation on using social media really for free?
Well, I think Twitter and Facebook is a huge part of the social way of connecting with people these days, and it's free. The main thing on our show is living for free for a month, so it just fits perfectly.
So we saw how you can spend perhaps a little bit of money on doing a campaign, and then it multiplies. Just tell me about how people can use that sort of thing in the things that you're doing.
Well, I'm actually starting a company now in the Southwest on outdoor adventures and activities. So I think this is a perfect channel to be able to get out there to people who are active, people that want to come and do activities in the Southwest. It'll build the whole area. And thinking of different channels on how you can promote your business is absolutely key. And I thought the presentation was awesome, absolutely awesome.
And it's interesting looking at, hearing from the person who was behind that Dulux campaign.
Yes, yeah. I mean, they went obviously global with that, which is probably something everyone in this room wants to be able to do, is to take their product or their service and go global with it. But I think concentrating on Cornwall in particular at the moment and building that as a brand in itself is something that's critical to this part of the country. We've got so much to offer down here as well.
Paul Clark from Packet Ship Technologies is here. Now, you asked several questions, probably because you're at the front, but what sort of things were you interested in?
Well, I think one of the things that came up was that the presentation was a lot about advertising and marketing, and where we work in the video technology space, it's obvious that the conventional 30-second TV advert spot is declining because most people are skipping it, and whether they do it on their home, it's their Sky Plus or Freeview Plus box, whatever, or but increasingly on things like iPlayer, you don't have to see adverts if you don't want to. So the message that actually it's content, and it's the marketing has to become a destination rather than something that's getting in the way of the destination that you wanted. The marketing has to be something that you wanted to go to in the first place. I think that's a very powerful message.
Has it just reinforced what you're doing, or have you got some new ideas forming after this?
I think, as far as our own marketing is concerned, I mean, this was very much about consumer branding and the Fame campaign and how to become very famous across a huge, broad audience. What's interesting to me, and Sarah Trethowan brought this up, is how this applies to business-to-business marketing. And we sell to a very niche market all over the world, so there's a fairly limited number of people that we're trying to sell to. But I think it does still apply that if we can provide content that's a destination for people to go to, it's much more powerful than just trying to catch the corner of their eye on the side of a Google page or something, which is what we were trying to do 2 years ago, and which never really worked. These days, kind of producing blogs, producing video, just explaining what we do and sort of discussing things that are happening in our market that's of interest to our customers is much more powerful. So that is the way we're going in our marketing strategy, and this is going to reinforce that.
Great. Well, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you very much for your time.